Hello everyone, I can't talk. Hello everyone and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm here today with my good friend, Susan Kennard. She's here from the UK. And today we're going to be talking about, well, you know, who knows, right? But about you being a pure channel of light and what that looks like, what that means. And we're going to talk a little bit about Susan's story about, you know, having adversity in our lives, experiencing adversity in our lives, and still being able to be that pure channel of light. We're going to talk about how adversity in our lives always leads us to find our gifts to help others. And we can align fully to our mission, our purpose, our path, even with turmoil and adversity. I know it may not seem like it, but we're going to talk to Susan and her team about that. There's going to be a Pleiadian toning activation today as well to bring you more fully into your mission and realize your own gifts, and live Q&A with Susan and her team to help you activate and release resistance in your life, as well as some other things. So we're going to talk about that. And for those of you who don't know Susan, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Susan was on our show last season or the season before. Time flies so fast, I lose track. But we had a wonderful time, wonderful chat, wonderful conversation. And it's like, oh, my goodness, the information that she was bringing through with her team was like so spot on. I was like, I was really impressed. So, you know, it was so much fun. I had such a wonderful time. So Susan is back with us again this season. And she has appeared on TV, newspapers and magazines. And she's regularly being interviewed about her transformative work and teachings. She helps people to expand their consciousness and transform their lives. And Susan speaks publicly at conferences about her research and new innovations within her work. She is a spiritual teacher and is the founder of her very own brand and training program called Sparkle to Success. And Susan is in the process of writing her book, Expand Your Consciousness, Sparkle to Success. Susan helps you to expand your consciousness and live the life you deserve. And she uses many processes to help you find your own inner healer. She has a laser sharp ability using her guides to access the energy imprint causing certain things in your body and energy field. I was going to say messages. You know, there's always messages everywhere if we're willing and ready and able to receive them, right? And then she then helps you to heal that energy block. And that's kind of what we did last time, I think. And clients feel an immediate shift in their lives and see the impact in their lives. And a lot of people feel a renewed sense of freedom as a result of working with Susan and her team. So I'm so glad that she's here with us today. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be talking about how you are a pure channel of light and how you can begin to remember that. And so part of the call today will be about you remembering that you are a pure channel of light. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Laura. It's great to be back. Really great to be back.
Yay. I'm so glad that you're here with us to talk about, you know, a lot of people don't talk about adversity, to be honest, right? They, you know, most teachers make it seem like everything is great and hunky-dory and, I don't know, magic just happens, right? but to be honest, you know, for most of us who are healers and teachers, we have experienced a lot of adversity in our lives, right? So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I will go back in time to talk about, you know, how I've really got on this journey, of this spiritual journey. But literally just this last Sunday, this makes it really real. My nan, who is what would be nearly 98 in January, actually passed away. And I'm at peace with that, but my daughter is not at peace with that, and she's 10 years old. So, of course, I'm helping her understand that, you know, physically that her great-grandma isn't here, but her soul is with us, you know, and that's a real tough thing to do for a child. So if anybody's going through a similar situation at the moment, my heart goes out to you, because all we really want to do is help our children from suffering. But, of course, suffering is part of the aspect of who we are, really, and we kind of experience love and joy and adversity and anger and sorrow and all of these different emotions. And my guides tell me and have told me for years that as we experience that emotion within our field, actually that goes up to as above, so below. So essentially that emotion goes up and it's always love. So it's never reflected back to the universe, to God, to Source, as anything but love. Isn't that incredible?
So yeah, absolutely.
What we go through, you know, might not feel like love, but essentially it is love, because it's expanding. Yeah, as my guide step in here now, is it's expanding our soul. So it's expanding our journey here. So as much as human form and human existence, we don't want to see someone suffer, actually, it's probably going to be the making of her that she goes through this experience, losing somebody physically, but realizing she's not losing them within her soul. So I just wanted to say that, because actually, just because I do work with spirit and I have worked with spirit for a long time, it doesn't mean to say I'm not human, you know, and adversity happens and, you know, these things happen in our life. So, yeah, so if I was to start with really how it all began, would be a situation where a very, very good friend of mine called Martin, actually, who used to be a boyfriend, actually took his life. And he was 34 at the time. I was quite a bit younger. I was in my 20s. And the call came in from his girlfriend in New Zealand. And that call, that fateful call, that moment was a massive shock to me. But little did I know that a couple months later, he would come and visit me in my flat where I was in London at the time. And he would visit me. Now, I'd never had any experience of anything like this before. I was in my early 20s and I'm now 48. So, you know, it was a long time ago. And I'd never had this experience. And I was, to be honest, I was scared. I was really scared. And felt frozen. I don't know if anybody else on the call has had this, but where you're literally awake, but you can't move. And that's how it was when Martin came to let me know that he was okay. And then a couple of months later, you know, things started to happen. I started to see little symbols everywhere about meditation. So meditation was in front of me in magazines. It was on the tube. We have tube trains here in London. And it was in front of me the whole time, and I found transcendental meditation, which is where you have a mantra which is non-semantic and it's just a sound, and you say this sound and it takes you away from thinking. So you essentially, if you find quieting your mind difficult, if you use TM or transcendental meditation, you can actually really connect much, much better. So I started on that journey, and this was, goodness me, 20 odd years ago, and my whole world opened up. So from adversity, from something that was very, very shocking and extremely unexpected, especially such a young man, then came something really beautiful. But of course, I didn't know that at the time. It was my stepping stone to my spiritual life, really, and my opening up of understanding and remembering that we are so much more than this physical body that is just our vehicle or our jacket. I say to my children, it's our jacket, you know, where our soul has great time.
Jacket. Oh, yeah, jacket. Like
yeah. Our light and our, you know, our soul and our light is within us, and our jacket is something that we use while we're here. So that's what I say to my children anyway. So basically, so basically, you know, there's all of that, that you know, came from that really difficult situation that was really shocking. Actually, what came from it was the starting of a journey of remembering who I was. So it's really interesting, isn't it, how you have these situations like you have, you know, losses or, you know, car accidents or something where they've lost, you know, all consciousness. Well, I didn't have that. I just had this major shock where somebody left.
Well, it's different for each person, right? I mean, it's going to be different for each person. I mean, when I was, you know, between 20 and 22, I got married and divorced within that time, but I was married to the devil incarnate. I say that all the time now. Devil incarnate. He was like the meanest person you could possibly imagine. And I was so innocent and naive. And like my whole foundation for my whole life crumbled, you know, and like, I mean, I could not understand how anybody could be so mean and cruel, you know, and all that, and abusive and all that wonderful stuff. I'd never seen that, you know, and I'd been, I guess, protected and in my life. And so that completely changed my whole reality, right? But from that, because like you said, that was the, like for me, that was a turning point in my spiritual growth and blah, 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 because I received such a blessing and such a gift that I am so grateful for. And it's like, okay, I would not change it for anything. You know, so I have, I, even though I call him the devil incarnate, he was probably like one of the greatest gifts and catalysts in this life, you know, and it's a little bit of a trigger there, but you know, I'm so grateful for that because I have the gift and blessing that I did receive at that time because of everything. So, it's, but it took me a while to see that and receive that, you know?
Yeah. And that leads me really nicely to say that, you know, there was a, another experience a lot later on, which is only sort of 8-9 years ago, where I became a single parent. So I have my two children who are now 10 and 8.5 and became a single parent when one was a baby and the other one was just a toddler. And that was due to being in an emotionally abusive relationship that where I never expected to, like you, Lara, never expected to attract, and this is something I really want to talk about with the mirroring that I spoke to you about before we came on the call, is that we, you know, I didn't expect being the loving, giving person I thought I was with a clear vibration, you know, meeting somebody that he would treat me that way and who actually scared me a lot of the time, you know, with the things that he did, not physically, but emotionally and very controlling. And it's really interesting how I realized once I became a single parent and retrained and all sorts of things that basically I'd attracted that experience because of my vibration. Now, that's not a blame of him or a blame of me, and I think that's really, really important. Yeah. But actually, vibrationally, because we are just this, you know, beautiful light, really, with some interruptions in it. And, you know, as I've spoken to you before, my guides say that, you know, all shock and trauma is actually an interruption in light. And we'll be doing a process a bit later on to heal some of those. But essentially, so those interruptions in light are messages within the field, within the body, that have been picked up along the way, I suppose we might say. And that, you know, ancestral, it's our childhood, it's past life, it's, you know, timelines, it's, you know, it's any kind of existence that we've had that we've kind of brought in with us to experience this time. It doesn't mean we have to experience it, but of course a set of experiences led my vibration to attract this person. For me, I really believe to learn pure unconditional love of myself. So I made the decision to not be in that relationship because it wasn't a healthy relationship for me or for my children. So what happened from that was I started to understand more who I was and took responsibility for what I'd attracted and did something about it, you know, and actually started to really work on myself. And I'd always been a psychologist and a psychotherapist, but to be honest, you know, you can talk to the cows come home, but until you actually start, until you actually start physically and emotionally releasing the vibrational set point that you're putting out to the universe, then actually nothing changes, you know. You can you can keep talking about it and keep talking about it and bring it into your energy field, but actually until it's released and you've actually really released it out of your field and your vibration, it's actually still running. And so you're attracting then a mirror, and this is what I'm going to say about, it's like you're attracting a mirror, so your external world is really a reflection of your internal belief system or your internal interruptions in light, we could say. You know, so what's going on in your outside world, you know, you can really look at and see what you want to tweak and what you want to change. And you do that within. And I know a lot of the listeners will know this, but it's really, really, I feel it's really important to talk about because, yes, we are a pure light. And yes, there's nothing wrong with us. You know, we are a beautiful being of light. However, we do hold density within our field. And so the lighter we are and the clearer we are, the incredible life we can have. You know, we can manifest and create, and we can be so much more in alignment with our mission of why we came. You know, our purpose is to serve, isn't it? Everyone's there to serve. But to actually be in alignment with our mission is just the best feeling in the world, you know, to know mm-hmm. that you really are here doing something that you know is not a job. You know, you're not in a job. You're not working in a job. You're actually living your life because that's who you are. And it just happens to be that it happens to be your business, or you happen to absolutely love it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is what a mission is, really. So the mirroring is quite interesting because, you know, obviously a lot of my clients will come to me because they've been continually attracting the same situation, or they've realized that all of a sudden they need to change something because it just hasn't changed over the years. And they're still attracting that relationship, or they're still attracting no money, or they're still attracting conflicts in their life. And so when we do work with the field, when we clear childhood trauma, most definitely, and past life trauma, and ancestral patterns and epigenetics, looking at the thought forms that we've brought in. But essentially, it's really about that empowerment and feeling that when you've released that, that you're fully in alignment and you go, oh, the lights come on. I've always wanted to work with animals. I've always wanted to work with children. Or I've always wanted to work with being a healer, or a channel for healing, I should say. Mm-hmm. And those things come up with people that I meet all the time that have perhaps worked in finance for the whole of their life. And they know that there's something so much more for them, which is to work with people and help them heal. So it's a beautiful thing when we refine our field and we really heal those interruptions in light and those traumas and those shocks, because those are the things that help us be the most sparkly version, I suppose I could say, of ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's when life also starts to become more fun, too, when you start to remember who you are, remember that you are a being of light and love, that you are a pure channel of light. And then you get to ask yourself, you know, for me, it's about asking myself, what do I want to do? You know, what do I want to experience? Mm-hmm. How do I want to express myself? Or what do I want to express? And when I don't ask those questions, I kind of get into a rut, you know, and it's like, oh, because we were talking just before we went live. It's like, oh, I wasn't asking that question lately. I've just been in my own little world. Right?
Because a lot of people feel all the things we talk about, don't they? You know, a lot of people are feeling it. And one of the things that recently, I mean, it's amazing how the universe just lines up for you. It's how I've had some sort of situations with schooling over here, and how I've noticed how distraught teachers are, and they're teachers and such a lot of stress that goes on and pressure in schools. So our little tiny light that are in the school that are really here to teach us, and I'm talking about the children, you know, that these little souls that are here that are probably older than we are, you know, are being, you know, putting up with all this stress and all this conformity. So what I decided to do through the help of my guides is to create something that could be brought into schools where I wouldn't talk about spiritual things, but I just talk about, you know, mindfulness, about breathing, about bringing color. And so I've launched a project, which is called 60 Seconds of Color, to bring into primary schools, which has been funded. That's really exciting. So it's not really a massive passion of mine, but it's something that I know needed to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, it's part of my mission. Once that's done, there'll be something else coming in. And I think it's really great to kind of just not have any attachment to it. And I feel guided to say this as I'm, you know, as I'm talking, is that let's not have an attachment to where we're going. Let's just enjoy the ride.
That's hard, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know, and it can be hard because we have an attachment to it. Mm-hmm. We think, well, we've got to do it the best we can, of course. We've got to make enough money out of it, of course. We've got to live. All those kind of things. Yeah. If we could just be in alignment and just go, I don't know how this is going to happen, because that's what happened to me when I launched it at the conference, the European Energy Conference. I just said, handed it over and I went, do you know what, universe? I have no idea how this is going to get funded. No idea whatsoever. And then literally had a meeting with a member of parliament, and she said, oh, we've got £70 million for this kind of thing. I said, oh, okay, then. So she said, I know just the person. So, you know, it's just the way it goes, you know, where if you just hand it over. So people are listening and that they've got something in their mind and they really feel it's really important for the world, don't worry about how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't worry about it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just follow it through. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so then, you know, as you said, just follow through. I think what a lot of people, they go to that is, I don't know how. What are the next steps? Who do I talk to? Who do I make, you know, what do I do to make this happen, right? They get caught up in, I mean, I get caught up in my head sometimes too. So it's not just them, it's me as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm just blessed because every day of the week I'm working with my guides.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so blessed to work with them with other people. If I didn't work with them with other people, I probably wouldn't talk to them half as much.
True.
It's just a blessing to be able to be in that position where pretty much every day I'm talking to people on Skype and working with them. Of course, my guides are coming in talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get a moment, they talk to me about something for me afterwards. But very rarely will I sit and, you know, have a big conversation with them. So I do absolutely know exactly how it is, but we have to learn to ask.
Right.
And I'm just being guided to one of the downloads in the package, which we'll talk about later. But meeting your light being, for some reason I'm actually drawn to that one. So it's about meeting your light being and really connecting with that inner guide that we all have, that inner self and that inner part of us that really knows exactly where we're supposed to be anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but that's a great one. And it's so important to be in, you know, in conversation with your guides, you know, whether you receive an answer or not, but be in the habit of starting that conversation, just talking to them, asking them questions and just saying hello, you know, that's the starting point. And then, you know, then see what happens. You know, I always say, then see what happens, because magic starts to happen when you start to actually include your support team in your life, creating your life, right?
And they want to be included. They so want to be included. When I thank the Palladians, if I work with them doing light codes and so on, I thank them. I see them standing in front of me and I say, thank you so much in my mind. And they say, no, thank you. You know, it's like they want to be involved. They want to help us. They want to help people heal. They want to raise the light in the planet. They want us to ascend to a higher vibration. They really want it. So in a way, we're helping them if we actually connect with them more often.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm. And, you know, they have so much to offer us and gift to us if we were just to, you know, open up a little bit and connect with them. Right.
And it's equal. I mean, you know, the other thing to remember is that what we ask from them, we give to them. So it's not like we're asking. I don't know why I felt I need to say that, but it's not like we're asking all the time, please give me, please give me, please show me. Actually, by asking, we're actually helping them.
Right.
It just makes them non-redundant. They've got a job to do.
So then they get to do their job. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we don't ever need to feel guilty about asking for support and help. You know, as we might do for human form, we might, you know, feel guilty in asking for help from someone. But from our guides, we absolutely, and our angels and higher beings of light, we actually don't ever need to feel guilty because they just really want to help us anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And so I just wanted to share again, because a lot of people came on after I talked about, if you have a question, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So we do have people with their hands raised, and we do have some questions and comments on the Q&A.
Yeah. I wondered if I could just do just a little kind of connecting meditation for like 1 minute or one and a half minutes.
You can, absolutely.
Yep, is that okay? And then I get everybody, oh, my voice is going, and then I get everybody on the same, in the same vibration. Is that all right?
Yes, perfect.
I'm just going to have some water. Hold on a second.
So you all may want to have some water too.
Yeah. if I'm feeling that, then that could be why.
Yeah,
didn't think of that. Yeah, it's very true. Okay, so I just want everybody to place their feet on the ground if that's possible, as near as possible. Just imagine them on the ground. If you're lying in a bed, that's absolutely fine. Just imagine that your feet are grounded. I just want you to put your hands on your heart if that's possible. And obviously just take responsibility for, if you're listening to this on the replay and you might be listening to it in the car, obviously this meditation wouldn't be something you'd do while you're driving. And just put your hands on your heart and just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're just going to do that 3 times. And on the 3rd out-breath, I just want you to imagine those roots growing from the bottom of your feet. And they're growing into the ground. And even if you can't see them, just imagine that they're growing into the ground, into the earth energy. And just watch as the earth transforms into this beautiful ball of golden, sparkling light. So instead of it being the earth, the brown earth of the soil, we're watching as we're connecting with the beautiful light of the earth plane. Fantastic. And then I want you to find, go down deeper still, I want you to find your earth star. It's your very own star to connect you and ground you to Mother Earth. And just notice the colour. And just put your roots into that star and bring all that beautiful energy up through your roots to the soles of your feet, where it transforms into beautiful sparkling light. And just watch as that sparkling light travels all the way through your feet. You may feel some tingling sometimes. And then all the way up your legs, almost like liquid sparkling light. All the way up to the main part of your body and all the way up to your heart through all your energy centers. We have many energy centers, not just those main ones that people talk about. We have many energy centers that are opening up now and right to the top of our head. And then from the crown of the head, imagine a beautiful golden cord shooting up into the universe. I want you to connect with your soul star. And this is a 6-pointed golden star that holds all the knowledge of all of the lifetimes you've ever had, all of the times that you've realized who you are, pure love and light, and remembering the beautiful soul that you are. And I want you to bring all that beautiful love down to your heart center. And then watch as it fills your heart. And that you're sitting now in this beautiful bubble of sparkling light, which protects you, allows you to feel safe and secure. And you feel more connected to your guides. And I'm just being guided to ask you to bring your guides in. So we're going to invite in from the highest place of pure unconditional love, pure love, your guides to come and work with you, to step into your energy field. And some of you may feel that and some of you may not, and that's absolutely perfect, whichever way you experience it. And I'm just being guided to get you to ask them to step out now so that you can see the difference. So ask them to step out. Good. And then now ask them to step in, but this time much closer. Fantastic. And we're going to leave them there now. And I want you just to ask in your mind, in your heart, what do I need to know about my mission? And then just listen. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Are you back, Alara?
Nope, I wasn't.
Oh, bless you.
I'm back, yes. Thank you.
So what did you experience from, that's my Earth Star, Soul Star. Well, it's a variation actually, because it's whatever I get guided to do in mm-hmm. the moment, but essentially it's the connection to the Earth and connection to your Soul Star. Yeah. So what did you experience?
Well, when the guides came in the second time, even closer, you know, mm-hmm. it's a feeling or a sensation that I recognize quite mm-hmm. well.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, yeah, my guides are always, well, not always, but they're with me quite a bit, you know, so, and just recognizing that sensation, it's like, okay, so whenever, you know, for me, it's just a matter of, I just think about them or I pose a question or something, and it's like right there, right? So they're right there with me all the time, which is super. And when I asked about my mission, you know, they said, you know, there was like, it's kind of like they're laughing because it's like, you're already doing it. You know, it's like, you know, it was kind of like that type, you know, like, yeah. you know, that picture with the angels like, giving themselves a face palm. It's like, oh my God, you're already doing it. You know, it's like, why are you asking?
yeah, that's good. Well, that's good to know, isn't it?
Of course, I'm like, but there's more. I want to do more, you know, but they're saying, yeah, you're already doing it. So. It's all good.
Just stepping stones. I feel just like the, you know, just asked to step on the next.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling. What I was going to say was one of the things, the reason why they asked me to teach that little bit of stepping in, stepping out, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people that I work with, they don't know what it feels like to actually instruct, not in a rude way, but to actually be the one in control, you know, of when they ask their guides to step in or step out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really helps the relationship, and also it's a signature. So when I work with people, quite often I will teach them that, because once you've got the signature, mm-hmm. meaning the feeling obviously of the guide, then, you know, I have different guides and they all feel differently, you know, different energies. And so I don't necessarily know their names or who they are now, but I know their signatures. Mm. My guides are stepping in now, telling me that we don't need to know their names.
Yeah,
so it's
quite definitely.
Interesting, you know, how it's very much changed. You know, 20 years ago, I used to feel like we needed to know their names, really.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've just got to really trust and, you know that it's more the signature of the guide. That we are trusting in ourselves, then that's what I feel guided to say. It's like it's more about the trust in ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely about the trust in ourselves. And so I got some messages from the listeners as well. So mm-hmm. like Caroline was saying that it's about meditating together.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle was saying that she experienced this hairspray flavor or smell that was very strong, along with chills all over.
What's and that hairspray? Did you say hairspray?
Yeah, you know the hairspray.
Oh wow!
Smell and chills all over. And she heard, "What about us?" She said, "Is what she heard." Not sure what to do with that response. What about us?
Well, what it could be, I'm just wondering about the smells, because quite often, if a lovely relative or somebody who's been really close to you
mm-hmm.
In this lifetime comes in, quite often they will come in, won't they, Alara, with you know, a smell or something, or pipe smoke or whatever. And so it could be when they say, what about us, maybe they're saying, well, actually, you can invite us in as well,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
we can actually come and help you as well, which is beautiful. Thank you for that message,
you know,
whoever wrote that in.
So what about us, meaning your loved ones.
Absolutely. That's really good. I'm glad I'm glad you wrote that in. Yeah. Really important.
Yeah, and I remember sometimes I would smell roses, you know, and I know for me that was Mother Mary. Letting me know that she was present, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I would actually smell like the smell of India, you know, like when it's like wet, and you know, it's a totally different smell, right, in India. So it's like, and that, and now I'm thinking, I was like, oh, that could have been like my grandmother or my grandfather or somebody. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that back then. You know, that's like, oh, interesting. And hold on, and Carolyn was saying, she said, I heard from my guides, and they said, have faith and trust and move forward fearlessly.
Wow, that's a good one, Carolyn.
That's, yeah. And yeah, is this correct? Yes, it is, Carolyn. If that's what you're getting, it is absolutely correct.
Absolutely. It feels correct.
Yeah, exactly. But trust it, you know? So, perfect. Good. Thank you,
and
everyone.
And fearlessly is really good because, you know, what is fear anyway? There's only ever love or fear, isn't there?
Yeah.
And some people say that, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real, don't they? You know, the actual letters of fear. And so, you know, it's like not really real. It's only something that we've perceived along the line that has created that feeling of, well, I couldn't possibly do that. And that's what we say about the interruptions in light, you know, the traumas. Belief systems.
Beautiful. Oh, good. She said, I'm so glad it happened and is now really starting to happen a lot. I just need to learn how to work with it now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Practice, practice, practice. Have that conversation. Continue to talk to them, you know? So, yeah.
And, it just needs to be, I mean, literally, it can be a walking meditation. And we live by the sea here, and you could just go to the sea for like 2 minutes and make it something. You go to the sea, you breathe in the beautiful sea air or wherever you are, or you're in the countryside or somewhere in nature, and just say, okay, I'm open to listening to what I need to know. Yeah, or just show me a sign, you know, show me a sign. I sometimes white feathers, beautiful, isn't it? And other signs and butterflies, and just ask to be shown a sign that your guides are with you.
It's so funny. I always, you know, for me, I always see butterflies and white feathers, and I'll find white feathers in the weirdest spots, you know. It's like, why is this here? Well, I tend to pick them up and bring them home if I can, you know. So, because I've asked for that. I've asked for signs of, you know, just so that, you know, the confirmation, just so that I know that they're listening, or, you know, just that they're there. For me, it's always been just about their presence, you know, that they're with me. And when you ask, they do. They do give you those signs. Ask them to be clearer so that you can understand, but just ask. Okay, I'm talking.
Ask and it's given.
yeah, it's true. I'm really feeling my guides, like, you know, I'm like, I'm so hot now, because, and for me, that's another way that I experience my guides is through heat, as somebody else it may be through cold or chills.
Yeah.
So each person is different. I didn't know we were going to talk about this today, but...
And your feet are cold, so it's good that you're hot now.
my feet were cold, you know, before the call. And that's also normal, too. So it's like, okay, anyway, sorry. I digress. I totally went off topic, but that's okay.
And also, I'm just being guided to say as well that sometimes, I remember in the old days of teaching circles, people used to feel like a draft around their feet or a kind of a draft on their face.
Yeah.
And yet there wouldn't be a door open
anything.
Or anything to create a draft. And that's another thing that, you know, people do experience sometimes.
Yeah. Exactly. So so here's a really interesting one, just because, you know, and I hope I'm saying your name properly. Roshni? I'm gonna say Roshni. I'm gonna go with that. Which means light, by the way. And
Roshni,
she said,
I think I know who this person is.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think you do too. Yes. And she said, when Susan asked for the guides to come, I felt a quick, sharp pain on the right side of my stomach, and also the computer screen decided to dim exactly at that time. Like, screen timed out, causing a flash, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. That's definitely fine, too. They're saying, yes, we're here.
Well, Roshni, if you're listening, which I hope you are, just say to them, please don't give me a pain.
Right?
In the old days, when I used to have these Indian guides that came in a long, long time ago, and one of them had passed with, have you ever heard of black elk? You heard of black elk? Someone might have done. And he passed with a head injury. And every time he stepped into my energy, I'd get this pain. pain in my head. And I just say, please don't give me that. I don't need that anymore. So you just have to kind of talk to them, because it could have been that, you know, whoever was coming in had passed with something like that, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh. I never thought of that.
Mediumship as well, they give you what they pass with, don't they? So it could be that they're, you know, like you might feel it in your chest, or you might feel it, you know, or stroke, whatever, and you feel some of it, and it's because they're trying to let you know how they passed. So it could be that the pain came from that.
Oh, cool. I was going to say something, and it's like totally gone. It's like, oh
sorry, I thought
no, no. If it's really important, it'll come back. But it's like, it was, there was something there that... don't know what that was. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you. She says I pronounced her name perfectly. Yay. Good. And she said she's had 3 sessions with you over the last 2 weeks and that you are incredible.
Oh, bless her.
I don't doubt that at all. Okay, so, sorry.
Thanks,
we went off on a tangent. What were we talking about? Okay, so my question was for you was going to be, do you want to take some live caller questions? I mean,
absolutely.
Let's see. All right, so we're going to go to, because I know that Caroline may have to go in a minute, because so we're going to go to Caroline first. Phone number ending in 3475. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Caroline. We speak again.
We speak again. So I noticed there's a Carolyn and there's a Caroline that is me. That's so cool. So during the, what a beautiful call. What a beautiful call. Really, really beautiful. I love the interruptions in our light. That just sent a really beautiful, like really loving feeling in my body. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And bravo to you with the color program in school. I wrote that down. There was so much. I wrote a few things down, but and my team all says the same thing when I say thank you, and they say no, thank you. You did it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They're very pleased, aren't they? That we work with them. Mm-hmm.
And my meditation was when we went down to Earth Star, I vibrated, my whole body vibrated into laughter and tears, which is my sign of connected, right? Tears of connection, I call it, right? And I know my color, so my color appeared, and I brought it back up, and it was just lots and lots of tingles, and then connecting.
What was your color?
Purple.
I was going to say, because I can see in my mind sort of a magenta color.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that, or is it? Yeah, I sort of see the magenta.
It's kind of a violet kind of...
Yeah.
Yes.
To me, this is just my interpretation of what my guides say to me, but that's about, you know, for me and my color energy clearing is about a higher communication. So quite often see it with children where, you know, they're really working on a high level of communication. Mm. So that's what it means to me, for you.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
Can I help you?
I'm feeling that in my body. Go ahead.
No, can I help you? You know, is there something that you would
yes.
like?
So, yes, and it was the same with going to my star. I connect to my star a few times in the past few months. I've Caroline Star, and I keep connecting to it. So that's just recent for me, the star, as you just did.
Oh, wow.
So, it's such a beautiful, I don't know, like I'm on track with the message. And just stay in action mode, and I'm on track. You're beautifully on track. Stay in action mode.
That's
so
amazing.
My question for you would be, and I'll just put it together as you mentioned in the beginning of the call, where there's been, you know, patterns of abuse that, you know, been there, done that. For me, it was the first 14 years of my life, right? So I seem to have, and I'm coming out of it quite a bit. So I've already upgraded and healed so much of it, but there's still lingering patterns of not enoughness and not believing that I can create and that the universe actually has my back. So I'll leave that and see what's guided for you.
So when I was speaking to you a little bit a few moments ago, what I saw was, you know, where your thymus thyroid is, you know, where your higher heart is, I was really drawn to that place in you, in the sense of an interruption in light. Now that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that that's where it's held as a message for you. Denise, making me cough as well. And what I'm hearing from my guides is this is about your empowerment. And giving away your power at that time, you know, and actually, you know, giving that power away when you didn't even know you were giving your power away. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So would it be okay if I just did something and just healed some of that? Would that be all right?
I could never say anything, so that's right there in my throat and in my chest. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so good. So hold on, just bear with me a second then, just 1 second, hold on. So when you connect with that area just there that I was talking to you about, can you just give me the first colour that comes?
Red.
Okay, good. And if you just look inside that red, give me the first number.
4.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good. And are we going deep inside or are we going on the surface? You tell me. Deep inside? Surface.
Can you repeat that? Are we going inside or?
Oh, sorry. When? Because I'm really going into this and I know, but I want you to find the answer. So if you can tell me, is this deep inside or is this on the surface in your field?
Because I think my mind said surface, but did my then
yes,
it came
don't worry.
Deep inside.
Don't worry, it's okay.
There was a little bit of both.
So I don't want you to think too much.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So at first with surface. At first with surface. That's the first thing.
Okay, great. And that's because you've done so much work on yourself, which is amazing. And this is just like a little bit of tweaking, I feel. Okay, so I want you just to connect with that area. Okay. And I'm just going to ask the Palladians, and the Actaeans to come in. That's what I'm being told. And they're just going to come in and they're going to tone. I wasn't going to do that. That's what they've told me they want to do. So they want to tone and actually raise the vibration, I'm being told, of that area within you and release that unwanted emotion of essentially disempowerment. Okay? Is that okay for you?
Oh, absolutely. Feeling it very strongly, yes.
It's already happening, but hang on 1 second. Okay, hold on. Oh, this is about your mission as well, big time. Okay. Precipiti atiti atoto. Precipiti atiti. Oh, goodness, my voice. Precipiti atiti. Okay, how does it feel now?
It's vibrating.
Yeah.
My throat and my chest is vibrating.
Okay, good. My intention with them was that we healed anything from the age of 4, which is what came up, that stopped you from speaking. Can you hear my voice? Stopped you from speaking your truth at any time and stopped you from speaking on the stage. So what I'm feeling is I really want you speaking. I want you standing. I want you channeling energy. Whew, they're coming in really strongly now. And they really want you to know that you know this, yeah, but they want to remind you that it's all within you and you just need to clear that feeling of, I'm not sure I can do it. Yeah? Does that make sense to you?
I'm crying and laughing and something inside my throat and I know that and I know exactly what you mean. And
I'm laughing too. I know.
I know, right? You know me, Laura. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Laura knows you. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the feeling, I also really want to sing and it's, I'm not going to sing, yeah, but I really feel like I want to sing.
Exactly.
I want to go, ooh, you know, really sing. So it wouldn't surprise me if you it's the feeling I get when I sing light language. So it's that feeling. So it wouldn't surprise me if that was part of your alignment to your mission, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on the group call, you know, if you choose to do this, we're having a group call in January, and the group call is going to be a lot of light language and that kind of work. And I'm feeling really drawn to tell you that, because a lot of it is healing shame and anger and frustration and all of that stuff, you know, that stops you from really standing fully on your mission. But I see you.
Wow.
As I see you standing there in pure white. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to wear pure white, but what it shows me is that you are a channel of pure light in that moment, standing there on the stage. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and the keys. Do you sing? Because I see, like, it's like the vibration of the notes, and I'm seeing the notes come out of your voice.
I'm gonna stop talking. You talk, Caroline.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, she's probably crying.
Singing. And the vibration, have you ever heard of 528 frequency? You ever heard of it?
The which frequency? The 428?
528.
528, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm being guided to say to you, is that frequency is about healing, cellular healing. So I don't know if you've ever thought that when you sing, it really raises a vibration of people in their cells, but that's essentially what I'm being told. So now tell me what you do. What do you sing?
I love you. I sing. I vibrationally tone.
Every
single thing that you just said is exactly who I am from the get-go. Anyone listening here? Oh my goodness! Wow.
Right, well, they're just telling me what I need to tell you. So.
Yep.
How does it feel now in that thymus thyroid bit, you know, which is obviously just the bit of interruption of light?
It feels more pink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, sort of a cerise pink type?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That's a very, very, very light pink, a beautiful, light-loving pink.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're really kind of coming home to your heart with that, and I'm being told that when you sing, when you tone as I do, you feel so connected to source, mm-hmm. and that's really our love vibration, isn't it? It's really about coming home to our own loving of ourselves. And also what I'm being guided, and this is for everybody really, is that the toning of the masculine and the feminine, so I don't know, when you tone, do you get sort of high vibration and also very low vibration, and it's almost like they're balancing our masculine and feminine. And they told me that the other day, actually a couple of weeks ago, that they're actually bringing in a very different tone now, because it balances the masculine and feminine at the same time as healing, well, the interruption in light, the emotional trauma.
Absolutely. When I tone, I do the very, very high and extremely high voice, and then extremely low voice as well, low tone, absolutely. And another thing said, do I sing? I've already got two songs written, and I'm recording them professionally in January.
Amazing. So they're not bad, my team of guides, are they? They're all right.
Well, they guided me to this call today, and I am just so thankful. I know people say that and people hear that, but I am so eternally grateful to you, Alara, and just my team and myself and just everything in this very moment. Thank you.
Stay in that. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yay, Caroline.
Wow. Her nose has known me for a few years, so she can tell that thing you just said is true. Yes.
Yep.
More than true. It's the low connection. Yes. Thank you, Susan.
You're very welcome.
Lots of love.
Thank you. Lots of love to you.
Bye, Caroline. We'll talk soon. Oh wow, that was incredible. I mean, if you guys have not worked with Susan before, or if you were not on the call that we had with Susan last season, yeah, she is like so spot on. It's amazing. It's like wow. And I said back then, I said, oh, I have to have a personal session with you, and I still haven't done it. And even before this call, I said, I need to have a personal session with you, and I still haven't done it. It's like, oh my god, it's like, and then I hear you now again. It's like, man, I need to have that personal session with you. It's like, oh my god, you're amazing. Okay, so, oh wow, whew. All right, so let's go to the phone line one more time, and then we'll go to the Q&A and
yeah,
something
sure,
like that.
No problem.
All right, so we're gonna go to phone number ending in 0889. Hello.
Hi, hear me? This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi,
yes,
Karen.
We can hear you.
That was awesome. And I have a big interrupt in my light right now because I came back from a 4-day body workshop,
okay,
and I am sick. And so thank you for allowing me to stay in bed during the meditation. That was me.
Well, that was for you then, wasn't it? That was brilliant.
My feet on the ground at this point.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's
it's kind of muddled through the meditation because I'm just feeling so unwell. And this week I've booked several appointments for clients, and I don't want to cancel them, but I have to speak through them. And right now I'm just resting and taking care of myself, but my body is just, I like detoxing from the 4 days of body workshop.
Yeah. And it's really important. I am seeing you lying in the bed, actually tuning in with you, but I think it's really important for you and for everybody to know that, you know, we have to really be 100% to work with clients, don't we? And, you know, if we can't, if we're not 100% in our own kind of looking after ourselves, then we can't give that 100% to our clients. So I'm sure your clients will still be there when you've gone through your regeneration. So I think it's probably important that you just really look after you. But I'm tuning in and I'm looking at your field, so I'm going to do a bit of work with you. So is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so regeneration. So when I say regeneration, so from a neuropsychology and perspective and scientific, I'm kind of like a spiritual scientist, really. I've got the left brain going and the right brain going, and I love evidence and science. And I did train as a neuropsychologist, looking at the brain relays and the emotion and the spiritual causal reasons for why things show in the body, and the process of regeneration, so the shock, the acceptance, the healing peak, and then the regeneration. So can I just ask you what experience your body is showing you, what messages it's showing in the sense of regeneration at the moment? What have you got? A temperature, shakes, cold, a cold,
yeah,
cough?
Yeah, cough.
A cough, mm-hmm.
It's in my head and in my chest. And
yeah.
I have a temperature.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm running.
So you're actually in healing peak then at the moment. So you're in, because I'm really drawn to your kidneys actually, but you're in healing peak. So you're in the part where you're in the healing peak, and then after that, quite often quite tired because the body's in regeneration. So you're going through the healing peak. So you will have had loads of acceptance, emotional acceptance, some survival acceptance, I'm being told, as I connect with your lungs. So, you know, that real old stuff around survival, the brainstem stuff, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, that was, yes.
Sorry, say it again.
During the workshop, I kept repeating, I have survived.
Oh,
I survived it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, you know, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, yeah? So, you know, we're in a place now where we're really clearing not just this lifetime, but we're clearing many, many other timelines and lifetimes as well. I'm actually drawn to your kidneys, yeah? So
yeah.
Kidneys are also survival. They're also brainstem survival. And I feel really strongly that your lungs are doing a really good job at healing. Yeah, so I'm looking at that and I'm really feeling that. But I think the work that my guides and the team upstairs want to do with you is on your kidneys, okay? So if that's right with you, that's where we're going to go with it, okay? So hold on. Bear with me a second. So when you just connect, I know you're not feeling great, but when you connect with your kidneys, just tell me what's the first emotion that you feel.
There's a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's underneath that sadness?
Fear.
Excellent, good. So that's where I'm going with it, okay? So, and if you had a colour, the first colour that you actually could think of or see in your mind, what colour would that be?
Actually, I get this clear. I mean,
clear. Yeah, so you see it as clear, yeah? And has it got sort of a tinge to it?
I want to say opalescence, like opalescence.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, good. Okay, so I want you just to really focus on that, and we're going to go one at a time, I'm being told. So I want you to go to the right kidney first, and I want you to tell me a number that you see or feel in there.
I feel nauseous right now, but...
Yeah, it's okay. You're doing another healing peak. Sorry, they're already sending it in, you see, but I just want to kind of raise it up a bit higher. Yeah. So because the intention, as soon as I ask for that, the intention, it already starts, okay? So as I'm looking at it, I'm feeling that you are going through another healing peak. So the nausea, the sickness is literally another healing peak, okay? So as you're having an acceptance of fear held in your kidneys, and I'm being told that part, almost like that part was not worked on. Does that make sense to you? Didn't get there in that time, in that workshop you've been on?
Maybe, yeah.
Did the kidneys come up at all in the workshop?
Not at all.
No, that's why they're focusing on it for you. So just let's just go with the first one. Okay, so we're going to go with the right one first. Okay, so I just want you to feel this. Ooh, okay. Oosh, oosh, oosh. Comes through, that's like straight in a line for me. It comes right down through. Whew, that tells me that that's really deep and old. Okay, how does it feel there in the right one?
I can sense it more than the left side now.
Mm-hmm.
And there were waves of nausea as you were toning.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last bit. Did you feel the nausea or it changed?
Came in like waves. Nausea, it come up and it would go away. It came up and it would go away. The toning.
Wow, and how is
it? And I'm heating up. I'm sweating. My whole body is sweating.
Yeah, sorry. It's just really good to kind of speed up the healing and release this, because then I'm being told there's sort of a 3-day thing. So I feel like 3 days, and 3 days you'll be absolutely tip top. And I'm also hearing that you're going to go. You know how a child has a milestone? They're showing, you know, when they've had like a chicken pox or something like that, they go through a beautiful milestone. They're telling me that this is a beautiful milestone for you. So once you come out of this, you will be releasing and will have released so many things that you held on for so long to. All right? So not just
Wonderful.
The work we're doing today, but all those days that you've worked, you know, on the body work. So it's absolutely brilliant. So let's work on the left one. So, yeah, it's really, really clear that once you come through this, which is a beautiful healing experience for you, you will be almost like a shiny new person. They're showing you like you'll be like a shiny, sparkly new person, you know, with lots more light to give. And I'm seeing your third eye going like a lighthouse. So I feel like something quite big is going to be happening with you and your connection to seeing, and to seeing, not seeing physically, but seeing in your mind, you know, sort of like, you know, clairvoyantly. Yeah? So I feel that's opening quite a lot for you now. Right, so hold on, let's go to the left one. Okay. Okay, so what emotion, when you connect with the left one, what emotion do you feel?
Like I'm left behind, like abandoned.
Do you know what? That's really interesting, because there was the feeling that I got that I was like, oh, you know, kind of a bit fed up and a bit kind of unwanted, you know, like unwanted, the left kidney. And of course it's not unwanted, but it was the emotion that was held in it that was coming out. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and it's more of a sadness than a fear, this one. Okay, so bear with me a second. Okay, and what color do you see that as?
Like a pale green?
Yeah, okay, so it's about your heart, okay. Oh, my head's really tingling. Hold on a minute. Oh, gosh, all different ones come in, you know, for different emotions. Okay. Okay. Ishkala. 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 Titi. Ishkala. They're coming with so much fun for you. Like the energy of that was, come on, let's release this and just have fun, you know, and remember.
I felt very childlike with that energy.
Yeah, it was so fun, wasn't it? It was like real kind of, this is the Acturians coming in, and they come in on a completely different vibration, as you could tell. And they're really bringing fun to this. Kidney, which is obviously you, you know, part of you. So hold on a second. I'm just watching as this stream of light is coming in. So I just want you to feel this energy, this stream of energy coming in. Palladians, they want to give you a white rose. So I want you to imagine a white rose in that kidney. Can you see that? Excellent. And they also want to give you a white rose in your heart. Now, the white rose symbolizes for me when the Palladians step in. And they step in and they show me a white rose. And when it's closed, they're not working with me. When it's open, they're working with me. And they want to give you this rose because they really want to connect with you. The Palladians really want to connect with you. Okay?
Okay.
So how do you feel? Sorry that you're really hot and everything. How do you feel in your body?
I feel so much more relaxed, and I actually feel better. Can you feel? I mean, my voice is stronger.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Actually, yeah, I was thinking that too.
I can see your third eye is so much brighter. And I'm connecting with your lungs. I'm really connecting with your lungs now. And I'm really getting, you know, I'm getting father stuff, but I'm getting, you know, kind of the ancestral line. Did you work with that? I'm feeling kind of the ancestral line on the father's side.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just asking. Let me just ask my guide something.
They did show up at my workshop.
Yeah, amazing. Would it be okay if we just sent a beautiful beam of unconditional love all the way down the timeline and all the way into the future as well? Would that be okay? They just want to do that?
Oh, yes. Big cry, yes.
Yeah, so hold on a sec. I want you to feel this, okay? Would it be okay just to pull any old resentment and sadness from your lungs right now? That'd be okay? And replace it with pure unconditional love. And what I'm hearing is acceptance. Okay. Is that okay?
Yes.
I just have to get your permission. So just...
Okay.
And we're just going to send a beautiful beam of light, which is pure unconditional love. I'm seeing it as gold, golden, going all the way down the ancestral timeline on the father's side, all the way down, right the way down, and all the way into the future. And of course, as we know, that there's only now, we're only present now in this moment, which is together with all of those beliefs that we've had from the past and into the future. So we're just bringing a new, oh, thank you. They're placing you on a new timeline. So if you'd like to accept that,
yes,
there's
please.
A new timeline that's coming in for you. I never know what they're going to do with people. It's just, so just give me exactly what you need. So, okay. I just want you to focus on your third eye. I just want you to focus on a beam of light coming in there where they're just going to... Okay, good. So you've stepped onto a new timeline now, so that's really excellent. And I really feel that once these 3 days, it's 3 hours, 3 days, and within 3 weeks, such a big, big transformation in your life. I'm really feeling it. So, all good. How do you feel now?
Very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Really good. I love the timeline because obviously you're ready just to step onto that. But the kidneys were needed. That's what they needed today. That's what they needed. And that's okay.
I'm sorry. I've had kidney issues since I was a child.
Okay. Well, then that would be why they wanted to work with that. And particularly early stuff, you know, early stuff about, you know, feeling. I'm sort of getting quite a bit about territory here. And obviously it's a public call, but the feeling of, you know, invasion of territory. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure, but I'll get it.
Yeah, kind of either someone leaving your territory that you didn't really want them to leave, or someone invading your territory that you didn't want.
Well, my mother is dying.
Pardon? Sorry?
My mother is dying, so...
Okay, all right. So, you know, maybe that's come up for a reason for you to heal within your kidneys so that you can then, you know, really feel more in alignment with what's going on for her and how she needs to transition maybe, yeah? I'm just going to ask my guides to send her some distant healing as well. So I'm just going to, what's her first name?
Waiter.
Okay. Okay, so 'tis done, child. That's what I always hear. So from my guys, it's just 'tis done, child. So the healing's sent out to her. They're talking about the bridge. So when they show me the bridge, then it's a preparation. Okay?
Yep.
It's a preparation for her. And they're telling me you could help her, but they want you to get well. You know, and conserve all the energy that you can have. But you can help her by... If she feels ready, help her by walking across that bridge.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, bless you. It's like a rainbow bridge they show me, and it's almost like, you know, to help her understand that on the other side of that bridge is just like a doorway, and it's all her loved ones that will come and have a party with her and a cup of tea. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
No,
beautiful. Thank you, Karen. And feel better. Get well.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Okay. Bye.
Better.
Wow. That was so powerful. Oh, my goodness.
I could really see those kidneys, and they were like, me. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. So let's just take a breath.
Yeah, I need one.
Take a breath, everyone. So I want to just talk really, you know, about the special offer that Susan has for us. I mean, she's obviously shared so much already with all of us on the call, plus with, you know, with Caroline and now with Karen, how she works, right? You know, that's a small taste of how Susan works. So there's two special offers, Package A and Package B. And Package A includes some audios and a PDF and a live group healing call. And then Package B is all of that plus a 30-minute personal session. So, Susan, do you want to just talk about the audios and so on briefly?
So all the processes that I've recorded here are processes that I would use with my clients. And they can use them on their own. And they are short, powerful processes. So they're ones where you can do them whenever you feel you want to. So it's not that you need to set aside, you know, an hour of your time. You literally can have them on your phone or whatever you're doing, and you can just really just connect with them. And that's what I think is really powerful, that people can have these processes that they can do themselves and just really empower themselves. And they're short, powerful processes, and they've been guided to me by my guides.
And they don't have to be long, you know? It's like,
no,
really.
And personally, I like things to be powerful but short, that I can do again and again and again if I want to reconnect. And the group call, well, I spoke about it a little bit, but that's going to be on the 9th of January next year. So a really good way to start the year. And I can't tell you how long it's going to be, because how long is a piece of string? It could be 1 hour. It could be 2 hours. I'm not going to put a time zone on it. I'm going to make sure that everybody gets what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be healing with the team, whatever comes up. But I really feel that we will be releasing shame, anger, bad habits, they tell me, you know, craving of bad habits, which is good, isn't it, going into the new year?
Mm-hmm.
Fear and anger, and really about, you know, whatever questions come up for people in the group call, I'm going to get them to answer them, you know, so people will be able to have almost like individual parts to the call, but also the group healing as well. And it's going to be recorded. So even if, you know, I'm in the UK and it's going to be 9 o'clock at night in the UK, but even if you can't manage the 9 o'clock in the UK, then it will be recorded and you can listen in and do the group healing. So there'll be a lot of light language probably. There'll be a lot of my team answering questions and doing individual parts on the group call. So that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. I've already put it in my calendar.
Yeah, great. And The work with me, we can do a lot in 30 minutes. I mean, we can do a lot in 10 minutes, as you've seen. So we can do lots and lots in 30 minutes. And it will be bespoke to whatever you need. So I don't really need to know anything about you. Those that have worked with me will know that I really don't need to know anything, because my guides will tell me. But, of course, you can set an intention for the session. And it's always good to set an intention for the session. And I'm happy to hear if somebody wants to work on something specific, absolutely. And it ranges from getting you in alignment with your mission, which is exciting, to healing anything that is happening in your life, anywhere that your external life is showing you a reflection of what perhaps needs to be healed within your light field. Also, what I'm being guided to say is that what my guides are pretty good at as well is helping you to brand and create things as well. So sometimes I work with clients with success and how to brand what they're getting out to the world. That's also really exciting. So you can use it however you want to use it, really.
Beautiful.
It's good fun, yeah.
So both of these offers are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan14. So please do take a look at them, see which one resonates with you, and, you know, I would say choose for you what works. Choose what works. Oh, wow. So the group healing call is going to be January the 9th.
Yep.
And so
that's what I was guided to do. It's a Tuesday. And that's around about, I think, EST or Pacific is around about 4 or something in the afternoon. I think it's something.
Yeah,
like
so 9 p.m. UK would be 4 p.m. Eastern. So that's 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably 10 p.m. for me. That's okay.
Yeah. It's just gone 9 o'clock here, so it's 9:20 here in the UK. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it's about, for the people in America listening, it's about 4-ish in the afternoon, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
In different parts. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh.
You've got a question.
Oh, there's, yeah. So I was going to say, Lynelle, you must have a question. I guess you're not on the phone. You're just online. So I'm trying to find your question here. All right. So here it is. I found one. So maybe this is the one. So Lynelle, she says, not sure how to see the difference between family and not family. I've been working.
Yes.
Go ahead. I've been working with my great grandmother, I believe. And then she's 100 and mentally ready to go, but her body, she took such good care of it, it won't give up. Is there a way to bring Stella? I guess that must be the grandmother. Some comfort. If I was going
absolutely.
Through. I'm a bit confused by which, if it's your grandmother or great grandmother and who Stella is, but I'm sure Susan can figure that out.
Yeah, so if you heard at the beginning of the call, my nan, which is my children's great-great-grandmother, passed away on Sunday. And one of the things that I helped my nan with when I was on my own with her a few weeks ago was, I kind of spoke to her and in my mind and said to her that, you know, all you need to do now when you're ready is Granddad will be waiting for you and you just need to walk over that rainbow bridge. You know, just imagine the rainbow bridge. So I kind of did it in my mind with her. And, it's a really beautiful way to do it. And you can go to sleep at night. So this lady that's calling in, so before you go to sleep, as you go to sleep, ask to be connected with her soul and show her soul how to cross over. If that's what's right for her, then that's what will happen.
Right.
Obviously, you know, we've all got free will, but... I think my nan particularly was waiting to see us all on that day because she passed a couple of hours after. So it might be that, you know, if you haven't visited her, maybe she needs to visit and then she'll pass over. You know, it's often shown, isn't it, Alara, that people, as soon as you walk out of the room to go to the toilet or something, the person will pass over. And it's just because they wanted to see you and then they were ready to go. So,
yeah, exactly. So her... Her great-grandmother is Rosa, who has already passed. Her grandmother, who's alive now and that's 100, is Stella, and her mom is Carol Lynn. So thank you for the clarification, Lynelle.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, yeah, and also the other thing is that, as I would teach my children this, and I do teach my children, is that, you know, we are, you know, I often say to people, some people believe that our soul goes on, and some people believe that you meet, you know, so people that perhaps aren't spiritual or aren't aware, I would say, you know, some people believe this, and it's a lovely thing to believe, you know, that actually your soul goes on and you meet with the people that you've spent your life with here and other people as well, and it's pure love, and that's how I express it to people that perhaps are not so aware, you know, is that some people believe that rather than getting too personal about it and saying this is what I believe and so this is what you should believe, you know.
People believe, but others believe. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we only know, don't we? Only know what we know, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. And that changes as we have more experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I only know from, you know, talking, been a medium for 20-odd years, talking to people that about their journey of passing over and how they all experience it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if they passed in a bed in a hospital, they might turn up in a bed in a hospital so that they're not, you know, so that they realise that they're okay. And then they go, okay, oh, actually, I'm still in a bed, but actually I'm with my family. So I've heard that before. Lots of people pass in very different ways. So I hope that helps her a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Lynelle. So I just wanted to share a comment from Roshni. She says somehow I used to get YouTube video flashes from the Pleiadians and Arcturians over the last year. And when Susan carried out her healing, I couldn't believe there was an there was an Arcturian and Pleiadian presence helping to heal me. And over the last year, I suddenly started to see info about Atlantis. I even bought a book about Atlantis from Santorini. And during one of my sessions, Susan told me I was once from Atlantis. She said, mind-blowing. I cannot believe how the universe works.
I know. I remember that session. Yeah, absolutely. And, quite often we're going to the Akashic. So I open up, whoever I'm working with, I'll go into the Akashic records.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll get shown literally a video screen of what we need to clear.
Right.
Obviously, I can't do it on a group call, but on an individual call with permission to open their Akashic records, I will go in. And I got shown this particular lifetime where, you know, there was some things hanging on, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
So we cleared it. Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Caroline, she just wrote in. She said, Susan saw my life, my soul, my light, my beingness. Every mention that she spoke from age 4 on where I could not speak my truth was exactly when all got worse than it already was, and I could never say something, one of the titles of my songs. Not only did she see, feel, hear, and share clearly during our time on the phone, I saw us as stars sharing glitter. To work with Susan is a must. I am shiny and bright and tickled pink. Aww.
Well, I love the whole sparkle.
Yeah.
Sparkle is I'm kind of known a bit for that because of my sparkle to success.
Yeah.
And so I'm always talking about sparkle. And we even named our cat, you know, she's our kitten Sparkle, you know. So we've got everything sparkly in this, you know, in my world, really. So, yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
So she's looking forward to the session with you and Linnell.
Oh,
Linnell's also, she says, I'm floating a bit. And she said, I think Stella, my grandmother, has been waiting to go until I started my enlightenment. So interesting. She's going to chat with you when she gets the package B as well.
Okay, lovely. Beautiful. I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's beautiful what, even just from, you know, the short conversations today, people can experience, you know, with you and, you know, really, really incredible. So I just wanted to share, Corinne had written in even before I got on. And so earlier, and I'm trying to find, there were like so many messages from people today on this call. It's like, wow.
Lovely.
But Corinne was talking about how she is a light worker. I can't find it now, Corinne. It's like incredible. It wasn't incredible, but I mean, like, it's incredible that I can't find it. So, that's why. Isabel. Sorry, Isabel, not Corinne. It's Isabel. And so she said, since a long time, I'm longing to get in tune with financial freedom. So this might, you know, people might relate to this. She said, I work as a holistic intuitive coach on an independent basis. And my partner stepped out of the system and offers his services also to whoever wants. And we work together and support human beings to their self-empowerment. We are conscious being souls incarnated in our bodies. What can I do to clear the obstacles to manifest financial freedom, which I feel I deserve?
Do you know what I'm feeling? The thing that I'm feeling massively is, and I'm seeing it in my mind, is to clear all the past life contracts with this partner. That's the first thing I feel really strongly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's any my voice is going. If there's any past life contracts, I do a particular process called the forgiveness process, and it's where I get guided bespokely with exactly what we need to clear with people. And I'm feeling that there's past life stuff running, which vibrationally is not in alignment with the success, just what I'm feeling. Yeah, that's just the first thing that I'm being shown and being told.
Right.
So I'm feeling that they need to clear those contracts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, yeah. And if the other person gives permission, so if she can say to this partner, this is what I really want to do, and I want to clear this, would you give me permission, then it's a much more powerful process.
Right.
Or else we can just, you know, do as much as we can do with that person. But if they give permission, then I can go to the Akashics. I can do all sorts, you know, which is really good. But that's what I'm really feeling.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, we've got to vibrate at a resonance of attraction together. So if we go into business with anyone, mm-hmm. we've got to be vibrating at the same resonance or very similar, because right. or else there's going to be what I'm kind of hearing here. What's the name of the lady again?
Isabel. And
Isabel.
She said yes.
Isabel.
She said yes. Yes.
What I'm hearing is there's a push-pull. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of seeing that, and I don't feel it's conscious. I feel it's kind of vibrational. So if that makes any sense to her at all, then, you know, obviously if she feels drawn to work with me, then I'll obviously do that with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. So hopefully that helps, Isabel. And I was going to, so she said yes. So I forget what she was answering yes to, but she said yes. Forget what the question was. Sometimes I tune out because it's like, oh.
No, she was saying about the financial kind of like, yeah. I think mm-hmm. the attraction of it, like the financial flow.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what she was saying about that she wondered if there was anything in the way of it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let Lanelle know. Lanelle, thank you for your email. And she sent me a link to a music thing, a song. And I love that song. I haven't heard it in forever, so thank you so much. I love that song. It's one of my favorites. It's, you know, hold on. What's it called? I know what it is because one of my favorite songs. Mary, Did You Know? I love that song. Just absolutely, it's a holiday song, you know, but I just thank you. That just brought tears to my eyes when I saw the email. Because it's one of my favorite songs, so thank you for that. Okay, so how are we doing? I know we were...
I did say.
And
one more question kind of at the end, you know, that someone came in and wanted to ask a question. You know, is there anyone called Katie? Has Katie left a message or is it Katie on the call? I don't know why I feel that.
I don't know if there's no Katie that I can see on the there's lots of other names, like there's Ariana, there's Eden. There's Cheryl. I'm sure there's other people. So many people. Susan. Sorry, Susan. I forgot about you. The other Susan. Another Susan. Right? And...
E-Cheese. Go on.
Carolyn and... Yeah. Okay, perfect. And on the phone line, it's hard to know. You know, I have a Diana and a Irvin and a Zarina and, you know, just... I don't know who is. So do you want to just take a quick last caller question?
Yeah, sure. You
perfect.
Choose whether it's a question or a call. I really don't mind.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 9141. Hello.
Hi, Alara.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. You know, Diana.
Susan and I are going to be speaking tomorrow morning.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
Oh, you are?
Really, you know what? It was really strange because you came into my mind. Your name literally flashed up, and I wondered if you were going to get through. So that's really interesting. Yeah. Hi. Can't wait to work with you.
No, we've been having – I'll just explain to Lara. We've been having challenges because I had problems with tech. And I've been saying this so often that apparently I've set up a pattern. And
yeah.
I've been trying to get through to Susan on Skype and just sabotaging myself.
I've
got to think positive that I'm getting through tomorrow morning. We're getting through tomorrow morning.
Good.
But I do have a question now that I wanted to ask, because you've been speaking of angels. Do you also work with archangels?
Yeah, I use Rahani. So Rahani is a fifth dimensional celestial healing. So I'm attuned to that, and I actually do attune people to that as well. In fact, this weekend coming, we've got a course, and essentially all the archangels and Mary and Jeshua and work with all of those as well. When they need to come in, you know, when I essentially depending on who I'm working with, they'll come in when needed. Yeah.
And when you speak of light being, are you speaking of the same concept as higher self? Because I am working on connecting with that so that I can get clear answers and navigation in what I'm doing and making decisions. Because otherwise I'm walking around, I'm clueless. And I'll give you an example where a very special gift I was given last year. It was this time last year I was working in an intuition course, and the very last session, the woman who was facilitating said she did a guided meditation. She said, you're going to be receiving a gift. So I received in my left hand a large natural pearl, and I knew immediately it was Kuan Yin. It was very dear to my heart. And then suddenly I looked down, and I saw in my right hand a small golden sword. And I was so taken aback. I said, is it Excalibur? No. Is it Joan of Arc? No. And then I saw the word written vertically down, truth. And I said, it's Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
And I managed to find a letter opener that has a very nice leather case that is golden. And I keep that because I said, this was a small sword. And it said, and what I was, the information I was given was that I would only use it when absolutely needed. So then it was about standing for truth and cutting through the drama, et cetera, et cetera. But I was talking with the group. We were talking about telepathic communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up an example of, I have a friend who, she had her awakening experience when she was a teenager about 30 years ago. And twice this year, she behaved very rudely towards me. And so the second time it happened, I said, this is the time to nip it in the bud, and I'm not going to take this on the way I did the first time. Mm-hmm. So rather than speak to her directly, I had my iPhone. I plugged in my earphones, put them in my ears, crossed my hands over my heart, and I called upon Archangel Michael to assist me. And I said, I need you to take this and deal with her because I don't deserve this behavior. I don't deserve this abuse. Well, she's telepathic. That's one of her things. She got it immediately. So I just tell people that you can call upon anybody to, if you're concerned about getting any what I call pushback, any argument. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit more about this.
And you
also
no, that's great, Diana. Thank you for that. And the other thing is that we also do have to look at what's coming into our experience. So. It's brilliant that we've got the masters, and it's brilliant that we've got all our guides and our team of guidance, but we need to look at what is that? How did that make us feel? What emotion was that we felt when that person did that, okay, or you know, experienced that within us? And then we look at what is it within us that has attracted that experience, not in blame, not in kind of anything wrong, but just as an empowerment, really, as a witness to our own life and our witness to our own energy field, and to say, wow, gosh, that felt that. I wonder where it is in me that I feel that, you know?
Well with, this particular person, again, I said she's telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
She began this year, we've done a few road trips together, and she suddenly started making comments that, oh, it's your Gemini moon, that you talk too much. In other words, she wants to go on these weekends where she just wants peace and quiet. I don't know why she invites anybody to go with her then.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I wasn't saying anything, but I was probably mentally thinking, so she was picking up on my thoughts. So to her, that's the same thing as me verbally expressing myself. And she wanted my mind to be quiet. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
And like I said, I only recently realized she was telepathic because she was giving me some information. I was writing it down in brief hand, and she's saying it back to me. And I'm thinking, like, what is that about? She said, oh, I could pick up your thoughts. So it's like,
wow.
Can you not turn that off? But I wanted to call on Archangel Michael, again, even though I was given the sword, that I could still rely on him to be a backup to me when I don't want to start a verbal confrontation with somebody, but something needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And that's essentially, if I have to go into a meeting and I think, you know, not with this work, but something else, you know, to do with the school meeting or something that I talked about earlier, then I'll say, okay, guys, I want you in here. I want the best ones, you know, in the business to help me with this meeting and give me the words to say.
Yeah. And I know we have to ask. They will not step in. We have to ask for their assistance. Otherwise, they cannot intervene.
I met with the MP to do with my project, my pilot project, and I met with her, the Member of Parliament. I didn't know how the meeting was going to go. I had no idea. I just asked them all to step in when I was in the waiting room, and I said, okay, I'm handing it over. So, you know, it's
perfect.
It, great that you were doing that with your symbol that you were given as well. That's absolutely brilliant. But I really look forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diana. That was really inspirational, too, also for us to, you know, call in Archangel Michael or whoever we need in that moment to assist. So beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, like these guides, you know, the angels, the archangels, they're all here waiting for us to ask for support, but they cannot do anything until we ask. And sometimes it's not even specifically what words, sometimes it's just the vibration, the energy of, I need help. I don't know what exactly I need, but please, please help, you know, you will receive assistance as soon as you ask, but you must ask.
But it's also that, you know, that joke, I don't know if you have it over there, but there's one where the man's in a flood and he climbs up to the top of the house and he, you know, there's a helicopter that comes by and he says, no, God's going to help me, I'm going to be outside. And then there's an aeroplane or whatever, you know. And then in the end he passes over because he drowns and sees God there, and God says, well, I sent you, you know. He said, why didn't you look after me? And he said, well, I sent you all these things to look after you. And essentially, we, you know, it might not come in, the reason why I'm saying that is it might not come in the way that we expect it to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be the person in the street that just happens to smile at us in that moment just when we needed it. Yeah?
Yeah,
exactly. Or like you find the feathers, I find the feathers as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, so and that's the thing, you know, like ask for help without without wondering or trying to control how it's going to show up. You know, just ask for help and then be open to anything different that you suddenly experience, you know?
It's the attachment, isn't it? It's the attachment to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of letting go of the attachment to it, you know. As I said at that conference, you know, before I spoke at the conference a few weeks ago, I just said, look, I'm going to speak about this. I'm obviously meant to be speaking about this. I have no idea how this funding is going to happen for this project that is a really big project for primary schools to bring, you know, to bring this 60 Seconds of Colour in. And mindfulness essentially is the buzzword of the moment, you know, here.
Yeah.
And so we can come in the back door by not actually talking about spirit, soul, you know, soul stars. I call it star in the ground, star in the sky, you know, instead.
Yeah, that's simple,
So, you know, and how we're just going to breathe and that's it.
Yeah.
And I asked, I just said, look, you know, provide, you know, you show me the way. If you want me to do this, you show me the way. And I was shown.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly. Ask for that.
Yeah,
ask to be shown the way, you know.
But I could spend another hour with you, but I feel that
No, we are done. Because we had said, you know, a certain amount of time because, you know, for whatever. But yeah, you know, I mean, this has been such an interesting conversation and we went everywhere, right? And I know that we didn't get to all of the questions and all of the callers, that's for sure. So we'll definitely have to have Susan come back again. But please do go back and listen to the recording for this call and take a look at the special offers that Susan has for us. They're available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Susan14. And so I look forward to seeing you guys on the group call with Susan, because I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
Thanks so much for having me again.
Thank you so much, Susan. Yeah, this was so much fun. And thank you so much for everything that you were sharing today, you know, the process and just, you know, so much information as well from your guides and from yourself. So it was just, you know, really, really good. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for your questions and your comments and your feedback. And I so appreciate all of you. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Much love.